Gentlemen?
Mike, is there anything that qualifies as your most pleasant surprise of game so far?
We got a bunch of them. We got some free agents looking good, some draft choices looking good, young football team. And, pretty impressive thus far. But you know, you got to put it together on game day and game situations. We're growing. But I'm looking forward to having them play an exhibition game, see how they do when the lights are on.
Mike, how's Daryl Jackson? How's his game?
Good. He's doing a good job. And we've got some competition amongst the wide receiver positions. And, you know, we've got a pecking order right now, but it can change very quickly. A lot of guys competing. It'll probably come down to game situations and obviously the remainder of the camp.
I get a concern about Champ and Sam.
Pardon me?
Any concern about Champ and his hamstring or everything?
It's like all hamstrings. You got to give it a little time to rest, but Champ recovers pretty quickly. It wasn't a bad hamstring, so that's good news.
Any progress at nailing? Is he still bothering?
Yeah, I mean, anytime Tom stays out of practice, it's just not another injury because it's hard to keep him out of practice. So it's obviously sore. It's feeling better, though, according to Greg. So hopefully it can keep on getting better so he can get out there and practice. But I think he's got enough experience where he doesn't really need the preseason games, and he's working hard in the weight room, making sure his conditioning level stays at a certain point. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can get him back and be ready for the first regular season game.
Mike, is there a chance you might have to go back in and do a surgery?
Right now, you know, the MRI is negative, so we do surgery just to have surgery. So hopefully rest will be enough. We'll find out in the next couple of weeks. Some of that pain subsides. It's really just very painful. And like I said, if Tom's not out there, you know, it's quite painful.
Cutler everything you thought he'd be?
What's that?
Cutler everything you thought he'd be in this camp?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing this for a while. So we had 17 or 16 OTA days, and he was very impressive. And, you know, the more reps a quarterback gets, the better he feels. And you put him in some game situations like we're doing out here. And he gets to, you know, experience some of this before we hit the preseason games, and they just feel more comfortable with the system and more comfortable with themselves. And but he's been doing a good job. Hopefully it shows up. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you guys for not asking me about Brandon Marshall. I appreciate it because I still know nothing. Thank you, guys.